from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the news, and it's from Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
This was so awkward.
So I'm just going to play it for you. And then we'll bitch about it after it's done. It's only about 35 seconds, but it's Jerry at camp there in California. He's talking about, he's asked, and I think the question's in there, but just in case you can't hear it, he's asked if the CeeDee Lamb contract negotiations are a priority.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CeeDee done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I'm just, I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir, we will.
Put out there.
I don't know.
They asked why he said that, and he said, I went to high school, I went to college. I don't know why I said it. Can you decipher
what
he was thinking there?
He may just be so old and senile. I was listening to someone who covers them the other day, and they were talking about Jerry Jones and, you know, his desire to win another championship. And they said, dude, it's not as bad as you think it is. Like, Jerry doesn't need another one. He needs to be Jerry Jones. Like, they asked him point blank. The guy's been covering the Cowboys like 25 years, and they said, if Jerry Jones could win another Super Bowl, but he could never do an interview again, would he do it? And the guy goes, absolutely not. And he goes, are you serious? He goes, yeah. There's no way he takes that deal.
Yeah, Jerry loves him some Jerry.
Staying relevant is more important than winning.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I heard the same one.
So, I mean, you don't have a deal done with Dak. That's hanging over your head. And no offense to the rest of their offense, but you have what? Brandon Cooks, Ezekiel Elliott, CeeDee Lamb is arguably a top 3 or 4 receiver in the game at probably the second most important position, and he's not in camp, and you don't think it's a priority to get something done? Like, what? I don't know, man. I just do not understand. In a division that you won last year, I would assume that my quarterback and my receiver are probably a pretty big deal. And by the way, like, you want to talk about contention. I mean, the whole Brandon Ayuk thing right now is just about respect. I don't know if you've seen what's happening there, but apparently they're now back to trying to get a deal done. They had a very productive meeting today because Ayuk doesn't know what the hell he's doing because he's all pissed because he thinks he's being disrespected. So Jerry Jones said that, and that clip circulated on Twitter. CeeDee Lamb retweeted it and did an LOL. Like, you think CeeDee Lamb doesn't know that he's an important fixture? You think CeeDee Lamb's just going to come magically waltzing back into camp and play on his final year? It ain't happening, man. So I honestly don't know what Jerry Jones is doing. That was such a weird...
Well,
and it's getting weirder.
To me, it's
every
not,
time he gets in front of a microphone, yeah, it's getting stranger.
To me, it's not what he's doing. It's what he's saying. Yeah. Like, he doesn't make any sense.
No.
And what he's doing could easily be chalked up to, they're just negotiating. Yeah. I'm guessing that by next week or whenever the Cowboys have their first game, CeeDee Lamb will be under contract. And so,
I hope so.
It's just, I don't know, that we go through this every camp and everybody's like, oh, yeah. Most of the time,
it gets done.
He's just negotiating. Yeah. But why does he say, I went to Nobu 2 days ago?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
He's a different.
And can I point out something else that bothers Ryan Buckley and I greatly from clip? Actually, I'm going to play the clip again, okay? See if you can pick out what we're going to bitch about.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I'm I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
Because it's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want.
Oh, Jerry. Dude, the boot licking. What is that? So anything...
All right.
Anything Jerry Jones says, and I would imagine it's the same in Donald Trump's orbit.
Yeah.
These guys, they, why do people just over laugh at everything that they say that they don't even understand what they're saying?
Yeah.
They don't even, it's not funny.
No.
Why are you laughing? And why are you over laughing? The bootlicking, brown nosing, oh, Jerry, ha ha ha, you're so funny. That is the most annoying thing in all of sports.
Yeah, it certainly is weird, and I think it comes down to people are just people.
Well, they want access
they want
to
access.
Jerry. And Jerry, if you notice in that clip, Jerry kind of doesn't know what he's saying, and he's kind of... And then they start, oh, ha ha ha, Jerry, and then he just starts eating it up and starts... He starts smiling and laughing and starts saying other incoherent crap, and then it just... He feeds off of it.
Yep. It just gets,
why do people do that?
It gets weirder and weirder and weirder because it's easier for people to do their jobs. It's just it's better to rock the boat. You know, otherwise you end up with a Deion Sanders situation and just awkward. The problem with a lot of the media today is that in order for them to do their job, they feel like they need to have access, and in order to get access, they feel like they have to kiss the ass of whoever, you know, the Jerry Joneses of the world.
I don't think you're going to get kicked out of there for not laughing.
No, but you might think you'll get more of an audience with him if you play along with his dumbassery.
Yeah, it would have been better had there were just been awkward dead silence. Like
Jerry, we still don't understand what you mean. Could you explain?
If they all need to get together one day and just grow a pair and say, hey, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. If he says something dumb, we're not doing it.
I often wonder, and look, to be fair, it's like I'm going to cover practices either, but it often confuses me how, and maybe they do and we just don't hear it, but I never understood why someone there wouldn't say, why isn't that a priority considering, you know, when you look around at the rest of your offense, like he by far is the focal point to it. Do you simply mean that you're confident something is going to get done? Like,
there's no real follow-up. They let him off the hook.
But no one ever answers anything.
Well, like, he did. It was followed up, but he said, oh, I don't know. I went to high school and college. Oh, ha, 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 ha.
I'll tell you what. The next time at one of these press conferences, when someone actually answers a question, it'll be the first time. And I'm dead. Well, you want to talk about politics. I'm not kidding. You watch an entire presidential debate, and not one question will be answered. Not a single one. And no one seems to care.
I think Jerry's ready for the presidency.
He is.
He sounds primed.
100%.
True story.
You don't have to answer anything. You don't. You just say.
Well, I went to high school.
Yeah, you just say some word salad, and then
I went to college.
And that's it. People laugh or awkwardly, you know, get quiet. And
Dallas Cowboys. Bah.
He is
that guy's so weird.
Well, and he's like in his 80s now, dude. He is officially become Al Davis. That's all he is. He's just a less combative Al Davis.
By the way, they're going to need to sign Micah Parsons eventually.
Yeah,
that's going to be a thing.
Well, because Dak is going to want 60. CD wants to get paid like Jefferson, and I get why. And Parsons is going to get paid 30 mil, and you know it's tough. And that's kind of like what San Francisco's got going on right now is. You know, with Ayuk, like Ayuk feels disrespected, but the only team that was really willing to pony up for Ayuk what he wanted that you know 30 plus million a year was New England, but he doesn't want to go to New England because New England sucks. He doesn't have anyone to throw him the ball, So he doesn't want to go to New England, but he wants to stay in San Francisco, but he wants to stay in San Francisco and make $32 million a year. But you can't stay in San Francisco and make $32 million a year because you're having to pay Christian McCaffrey, you're having to play Trent Jones, and you're having to play Fred Warner, and you're having to pay Bosa. And then next year, you're going to have to pay Brock Purdy $56 million a year. And then you want, and you're paying Debo, whatever Debo's making, probably 26, 27, and now you want 30. You can say the salary cap isn't a thing in the NFL and people manipulate it, but it is a thing. And Ayuk's finding that out. And isn't it also interesting? And maybe CeeDee Lamb would find this out too. I don't know. Like if Dallas decided that, you know, that they weren't going to do this with him as well. Isn't it interesting? I know CeeDee Lamb is better than Ayuk, but as good as he is, how many teams were actually interested in him? Four? Three? And only one of them actually put together a deal that Ayuk wanted. And that was New England. And he said no. So you had, what, Cleveland and New England that supposedly were interested. Washington backed away because the price was too high. Pittsburgh was in it for a while, but apparently Pittsburgh's backed out of it because the contract's too high. See, that's a good, that's a, what, a 24, whatever, 25-year-old top flight receiver that there is literally a market of one, possibly two teams for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sorry, cap's real, man. You can't pay everybody. And he's finding that out right now. Everyone wants to be the guy, but a guy like CeeDee Lamb, that's not Ayuk. CeeDee Lamb is not going to take a discount. CeeDee Lamb wants Jefferson money. And that's the part that's confusing to me is, does Dallas really think he's going to take less? Do they think by sitting around and doing this that somehow he's going to take less? Like with Ayuk, maybe you call that bluff. I don't know. You can't do that with Tyreek Hill. You can't do it with Jefferson. You can't do it with CeeDee Lamb. That's a different breed of receiver than what Brandon Ayuk is.
All right, we're ready for In the News. Coming up next, police in Springfield seize $200,000 worth of, is it fentanyl, condoms, or Legos?
Oh, interesting.
What do you think it is?
Well, one of those things is different than the other, so I'm going to assume it's the different one.
Well, we'll find out.
I hope so.
Let's find out together. Next on The Fan, here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. Mom.